From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Russia said Monday it is too early to comment on policy proposals from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who suggested in a newspaper interview he would back dropping sanctions against Russia in exchange for an agreement to reduce nuclear arms. He made his comment in a joint interview with the Times of London and Germany's Bild newspaper, and he criticized Russia's intervention in Syria and repeated his campaign trail criticism of NATO, saying the alliance is obsolete. And just days before his inauguration, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has taken to Twitter and some interviews with foreign press to reflect on his when and what he'll do once he's inaugurated. Post-election polls show that Mr. Trump won largely because of his tough talk when it comes to some nations such as China. In recent days, Mr. Trump said Beijing's one China policy should be up for discussion as part of future trade negotiations.
But for him to say that Taiwan should be a bargaining chip in some trade negotiations between China and Taiwan, I think is completely wrong and illegitimate. Taiwan is a separate nation. It's a middle-sized nation, and it should not become a bargaining chip. We have 23 million people who have democratized and live with human rights and democratization, and they certainly shouldn't be traded off for some supposed trade advantages that the United States might gain with China.
That's Monash University Taiwan expert Bruce Jacobs. Mr. Trump takes the oath of office as the 45th American president on Friday at noon, local time in Washington. VOA will have special coverage of the inauguration beginning at 16 hours universal time on radio, television, and on the internet. You just head to voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the international community must stand up against Russian aggression and urge President-elect Donald Trump to be a strong supporter and partner of Ukraine. Speaking Monday in Kiev, Biden noted Ukraine is fighting both the cancer of corruption and the unrelenting aggression of the Kremlin.
Together with our EU and G7 partners, we made it clear that sanctions should remain in place until Russia fully, I emphasize, fully implements its commitments under the Minsk Agreement, and that the Crimea-related sanctions against Russia must remain in place until Russia returns full control to the people of Ukraine.
This was Biden's last official visit to Kiev as vice president. Syrian rebels say they will attend peace talks in Kazakhstan next week, aimed at ending the country's nearly six-year-old war. Rebel officials say that Monday, the meetings on January 23rd, will focus on the ceasefire, humanitarian issues, and the violations by the regime. The opposition suffered a major setback in December when it lost the rebel-held districts of eastern Aleppo. On Sunday, monitors say artillery fire from Syrian government forces hit a crisis shelter near Damascus, killing or wounding at least 30 people. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini is in Brussels for a meeting of EU foreign ministers. It is their first such meeting of a new year.
That will start with an outlook at priorities we'll be facing in this first month. We'll focus today especially on Syria. I'll update ministers on the work we're doing on the EU initiative with the regional powers and the discussions I've had in Geneva, especially with the new Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, and Staffan de Mistura, but also with the Turkish minister.
Eight people, all of the men, own as much wealth as the poorest half of the world's population, or 3.6 billion people. That's according to charity aid group Oxfam in a new report that coincides with this week's annual meeting of the World Economic Forum in Switzerland. Forbes magazine last year listed Microsoft's Bill Gates as the world's richest man, worth $75 billion. That's along with Warren Buffett and the tech's founder, Amancio Ortega, Mexico's Carlos Slim, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Oracle's Larry Ellison, and Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York City. In its report, Oxfam says the gap between rich and poor is much greater than previously estimated. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.